Good evening and welcome to the scheduled meeting of council to elect the new mayor. I'd like to start with an acknowledgement of country. Murrindindi Shire Council is proud to acknowledge the Tungurung and Wurundjeri people as their custodians of the lands that we call Murrindindi Shire. We pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging, who are the keepers of history, traditions, knowledge and culture of this land. I'm Lydia Bonazzi, I'm the CEO of Murrindindi Shire Council, and I will be chairing the meeting until the election of the mayor. Councillor Walls, would you like to read the councillor pledge?
Thank you, Madam CEO. Councillors, if you'd raise your right hand, please. The councillors, democratically elected to represent our community as the Murrindindi Shire Council, are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in our municipality, those who conduct business here, and those who visit. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. This public meeting is being streamed live via our Facebook page and website. A recording of the meeting, along with the official minutes of the meeting, will also be published on our website. Item 2.2, I have received an apology from Councillor Berenger. Item 2.3, are there any disclosures of interest or conflict of interest? No. Councillor Walsh, would you like to reflect on your year as mayor?
Thank you, Madam CEO. My time as mayor has been dominated by the October 22, I love technology, everything's just gone, by the October 22 flood recovery and subsequent floods. I thank the whole council organisation and members of the community for the way in which they have worked together on the recovery. In particular, our emergency management team and the response crews have done outstanding work for both floods and fires. At the recent October Council meeting, I had the pleasure of presenting the annual report for 2022-23. So I won't repeat the highlights contained therein that related to the first 7 months of my time as mayor. But since June, the most pleasing outcomes have been the Glenburn and Thornton community plans, the continuation of community council meetings, increased funding for and work on our roads, the climate action plan, continuation of the rejuvenation of Eildon, the establishment of the Council Roads Advisory Committee, and the initiation of a working group to establish a facility to support tertiary education and skills training within the Shire. But it hasn't all been plain sailing. I appreciated the decision of Council and the work put in by staff to make factual information available to be assessed by the community before the October referendum. I was disappointed by the outcome, which to me showed that unlike those who produced the Constitution and created a nation, we have become slightly frightened of change. It also means that if we as a council are to meet the objectives of the council plan that was requested by our community, we will have to work doubly hard on our reconciliation plans. I firmly believe that councillors are elected to make changes to improve the Shire, and that goes doubly for the position of mayor. The role is there to represent the Shire to the external world. As a small Shire with limited resources, that means constant advocacy for assistance and the development of partnerships. To be successful, such work needs to be based on Shire-wide aspirations and directly supported by members of the community. We are gradually getting to where this is regularly occurring. The first steps are happening through the development of the community plans, also the use of deliberative consultation to make major focused decisions is another practice that has shown its worth in being able to demonstrate to funding agencies the level of support for a project, not just from council but from the whole community. We must keep these actions going because the role of council is increasingly that of a facilitator, not of a direct provider. The best part of being a mayor is being able to work with good people. And I'm going to take this opportunity to make some thank yous and hope I will be forgiven if I accidentally leave someone out. Thanks to Fiona and Claire for keeping me on the straight and narrow and ensuring there was never any spare time in my diary. The communications team, especially Rosie and Max, and not just for the last Friday afternoon requests for media release quotes, but also their persistence in trying to make me acceptable for video. to the IT team for suppressing their laughter at my computer skills and for never ending different ways to broadcast council meetings. Thanks to the outdoor teams for the compliments I have received and had the pleasure of passing on about the improving road situation and the state of the parks and gardens. To the planning team, who put up with my standard question about houses on lots less than 40 hectares in the farm zone. That's not going to stop for at least another year. Thanks to the administrative support teams, HR, finance, governance, and risk management for all the work they do in the background and for looking after me and making sure I stayed within the confines of the Local Government Act. On the economic development front, it is great that we are looking more holistically and not solely concentrating on tourism. I haven't thanked the library staff for their excellent work because I haven't had time to read a book this year. Thank you to the executive directors for their quick responses to my calls and emails generated at any time of the day or weekend, and for patiently explaining why some of my ideas were not really workable. To the CEO, I've enjoyed our weekly meetings and the support you have provided along the way. I still hope to convince you of the merit of providing access cards to councillors, but in the meantime, I have found that the lack of cards has meant I have had greater opportunities to know and thank those on the front desk. To my fellow councillors, many thanks for your contribution through discussion and debate in a way that has been respectful of others, or of others' views, in pursuing what we each believe is the best for the Shire. You all know I will never be happy with the rate of progress, but as I realised at our recent review, we've got a pretty good shot at ticking off most of the actions on the list that we set out to achieve 3 years ago. So thank you for that. To my Deputy Mayor, Councillor Haslam, a passionate supporter of her ward, who still finds time, the environment, and the pursuit of the perfect four bin system and recycling. I thank her most sincerely for being my backup and providing a much needed sounding board. That's about it. I wish my successor all the best. There's a lot of work in front of you, but also the potential for a lot of fun. Keep on tap dancing. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Walsh. We have a small gift as a token of appreciation on behalf of staff and the councillors.
Thank you. It's really good. Thank you very much. Thank you all. Much appreciated.
And we also have a small week of appreciation for the deputy mayor. Thank you. So item 4.1, the office of the deputy mayor. Section 28 of the Local Government Act states that Council may establish an office of Deputy Mayor. Council has previously elected a Deputy Mayor for the same term as the Mayor. As this is the fourth year of the Council's four-year term, the office of the Mayor and Deputy Mayor will be a one-year term. I will now call for a motion in regards to the establishment of the office of the Deputy Mayor for 1 year.
Happy to move.
Thank you, Councillor Walsh. Seconder? Councillor McCauley? Would you like to talk to the motion?
Very quickly, the deputy mayor position is an essential one. In this day and age, the workload of a mayor is quite horrendous and often means that some of the local issues would otherwise be not ignored, but not addressed fully. It's a great advantage to have a deputy mayor who's able to take on those local issues when you're busy off looking after things in other areas and other states, even in the Capital Territory.
Thank you. Councillor McCauley, would you like to talk?
No, thank you.
Do anybody else like to talk to the motion? Okay, all those in favour? Thank you, unanimous. Item 4.2, election of the mayor. Section 25 of the Local Government Act 2020 and Part 5 of the Murrumbidgee Shire Council Governance Rules provide that the election of the mayor must be held on a day that is as close to the end of the previously appointed term as reasonable practicable. The mayor was last appointed on the 16th of November 2022 for a one-year term. At this stage, as this is the final year of the four-year council term, the term of the mayor will be for 1 year, which is consistent with the previous mayoral terms under this council. The voting will be held via a show of hands, and once elected, the mayor will take the chair to preside over the remainder of the meeting. I will now ask for nominations for the mayor.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Gallagher for the position of mayor next year.
Councillor Gallagher, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Lordy. Do I have any other nominations for the position of mayor? Given there are no nominations, I duly declare you the new elected mayor. Congratulations, Councillor Gallagher. I'll hand over to you, the chairing of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Gallagher, I am presenting you
with the thank you. Thank you, councillors, for entrusting me with the honour of leading Murrumbidgee Shire Council as mayor. I'm truly humbled by your unanimous support. Councillor Walsh, if I'm successful in matching your commitment to the social, environmental and economic prosperity of our Murrumbidgee Shire, and the future is bright. I thank you for your now emeritus mayoral service. Your reflection this evening illustrates that even after a challenging year, we have optimism for the year ahead. And thank you, Councillor Haslam, for your dedication to the role of Deputy Mayor. Of course, our team is not complete this evening. Recently, Councillor Gerringer learnt that she has a medical battle on her hands. Surgeons have provided some immediate intervention, but there is more treatment ahead for her. Ilana is a colleague and a friend with much more to offer this Murrumbidgee Shire Council, and she is committed to continuing to serve her beloved community of the Kinglake Ranges. The love and support she has received from friends, family and neighbours has been very Murrumbidgean. We wish Councillor Gerringer a complete recovery, and we look forward to her contribution at her home pace. I'd like to acknowledge the commitment and dedication of the leadership of Murrumbidgee Shire Council, the organisation, and the pride of the staff who manage community infrastructure and who deliver life-changing community services. It's our collective duty, of course, as councillors, to hold the organisation to account, but I will call for the community to recognise commitment, effort, and outcomes when it's due. I'll reflect very briefly on one person among many in the organisation who have had an impact on me. And the background is that when meeting people, I like to connect. I do so by disarming myself. I routinely introduce my rather simple and ordinary self as just Damien. And so a little while ago, I sent the following message to an executive assistant. I'm not a person wedded to titles, and so it once frustrated me that you insisted on referring to me as Councillor Gallagher. But I acknowledge now that in doing so, you persist a valuable lesson that ours is an important duty and our decisions have impact. The significance of the role is a truth that you continue to reinforce for me. So most sincerely thank you, Ms. Fiona Kay, for that enduring lesson and for the commitment you and your team have for our community. Very personally to Andrew, Gordon, Aidan, Keelan, Stuart and Bruce, and the many members of the variance committees of Alexandra Events Corporation. You instilled in me a love and a passion for the region, and you encouraged me to take these steps to represent our community and to fight hard for a future for Alexandra and for Murrindindi. And I hope I continue to do you proud. Each of us at this table are fortunate to serve, and we are privileged to be surrounded by people in a supporting role. For me, it's Georgia, Olivia, Victoria, and Marie who so generously share me with our community. Without their support, I couldn't have been here in these chambers these past 3 years, let alone addressing our beloved Murrindindi community this evening as Mayor. Finally, to the people of Murrindindi Shire whom we serve, this Council will continue to deliver upon the Council plan. As Mayor, I will advocate for opportunity for our vital commercial, agricultural and industrial employers. I will support a transition of our economy from a native forestry, leaving no one behind. And I will work towards your vision for a prosperous, sustainable future. And I will represent Murrindindi inclusively with pride to the very best of my ability. And that begins now. Item 4.3, election of the Deputy Mayor. If Council has done established the role of Deputy Mayor, there will be an election of the Deputy Mayor in accordance with Section 27 of the Local Government Act and Part 5 of the Governance Rules. I will call now for nominations for the Office of Deputy Mayor and then confirm with the nominee a second and acceptance of the nomination. If only one councillor is nominated for Deputy Mayor, then the meeting will declare the councillor to be duly elected as Deputy Mayor. If there is more than one councillor nominated for the Mayor, the Deputy Mayor role, there will be an election and a Deputy Mayor must be elected by an absolute majority. So, councillors, I hand it over to you for nominations for the role of Deputy Mayor. Thank you, Councillor McCauley.
Councillor Sue Carpenter.
Councillor Carpenter, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
Congratulations, and there's a second for that motion. Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak to your nomination? Sorry, Councillor McCauley, would you like to speak to the nomination?
No, thank you.
Councillor Lording.
I'm very pleased for you. Thank you.
Are there any other nominations? And then, Councillor Carpenter, I declare you the Deputy Mayor of Murrindindi Shire Council. Congratulations. Item 5.1, Councillor Portfolios, and I invite the Director of People of Corporate Performance, Mr. Chesworth, to introduce this matter.
Thank you, Mayor Gallagher. Council has historically adopted a portfolio system to enable individual councillors to focus on specific functions of council, to have input into strategic and policy development on portfolio issues, and to better inform council decisions. There is a council portfolio policy which articulates the role of and the support provided to portfolio councillors, and portfolio subject areas and appointed councillors are reviewed on an annual basis. The council has had some discussion around the portfolios for this year, and it is proposed at this stage that those portfolios be the following: governance and corporate services, sustainability, assets and emergency management, planning and compliance, community wellbeing and economic development, operations and maintenance, and service experience and communications. So the matter is now before the council to endorse those portfolios and to appoint councillors.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Are there any questions? That being the case, I ask the councillor to raise a resolution. Councillor Hordy.
I would like to propose a motion that council endorse the following council portfolios. First portfolio being governance and corporate services. That goes to Councillor John Walsh. Second one, sustainability, assets and emergency management, Councillor Haslam. Next, planning and compliance goes to Councillor Lordy, myself. Next portfolio is community wellbeing and economic development, goes to Councillor McCauley. Operations and maintenance goes to Councillor Carpenter. And service experience and communications goes to Councillor Gerrinder. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Is there a second for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Carpenter. Councillor Lording, would you like to speak to your motion?
I think those portfolios, the way they're set up is really good. It gives everyone a good go at it. I really enjoy my portfolio and hope everybody else does that as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Carpenter, would you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak to the motion to establish portfolios? I would like to simply say that the portfolio system is an opportunity for councillors to get a greater grasp on all the various issues that that we deal with in council. I think that the selection of portfolios this year went up very well to the organisation structure and most orderly. And I congratulate those Councillor Lording has nominated. I'll now put the... Councillor Lording, would you like to close? Thank you. I now put the motion. All those in favour? That motion is carried. Thank you. Item 5.2, Councillor Representative Appointments. Again, thank you, Mr. Chesworth.
Thank you, Mayor Gallagher. Councillors represent the interests of Council on a number of committees. These include Council committees that may perform a statutory or advisory function and committees formed by other organisations for a variety of purposes which call for Council representation. They can range from statewide committees through to regional or local committees. Council needs to determine each year which councillors it wishes to appoint as its formal representatives on the range of these committees. Attached to your agenda are the various committees. The appointments need to be made tonight. And at this stage, it's handed over to council to consider those and make those appointments subject to the resolution the appointments will be recorded in the council minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Are there any questions? I now invite a councillor to propose a motion. Thank you, Councillor Hazler.
Thank you, Mayor Gallagher. I'd like to endorse agenda item 5.2, the council representative appointments. The Audit and Risk Committee is Councillor John Walsh, Councillor Sanders McCauley, and Councillor Sue Carpenter. Chief Executive Officer Employment and Remuneration Committee, Mayor Gallagher, Councillor McCauley, and Councillor Geringer. Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee, Councillor McCauley. Murrindindi Flood Recovery Committee, Councillor Geringer. Alternate is Councillor Walsh. Council Road Advisory Group, known as the CRAG, Councillor Carpenter. Reconciliation Action Plan Committee, Councillor McCauley. On external committees, we have Alexandra Racecourse and Recreation Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor Gallagher. Alexandra Shawground and Recreational Reserve and Committee of Management, Mayor Gallagher. Community Hall Reserve Committee, Councillor Lording. Murrindindi Scenic Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor Walsh. Stevenson's Fault Scenic Reserve Committee of Management, Councillor McCauley. Other external committees, Central Ranges Local Learning and Employment Network, Councillor Lording, and Councillor Carpenter, commencing in 2024. Flowerdale Community House Incorporated, Councillor Lording. Goulburn Murray Climate Alliance, myself, Councillor Haslam. Municipal Association of Victoria Delegate, Mayor Gallagher, and alternate Councillor Walsh. Rubicon Outdoor School, myself, Councillor Haslam. Rural Council of Victoria, Mayor Gallagher, with alternate Councillor McCauley. And Murrindindi Tertiary Education Hub Board, Councillor Walsh.
Thank you, Councillor Haslam. Do I have a second for that motion?
Can I just say that I would miss out on the alternate for Chief Executive Officer Employment and Remuneration Committee?
Sorry, Councillor Lording.
That's okay.
Are you happy with that slide amendment there, Councillor Haslam?
Certainly.
Thank you. So do I have a second? Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Haslam, would you like to speak to those appointments?
No, I just One thing, yes, we all take all the appointments very seriously and hope we can do our best job. Thank you.
Sorry.
If I just an administrative matter, can I please then just confirm the two councillors in addition to Councillor Gallagher who are being appointed to the Chief Executive Officer of Employment Remuneration Committee?
So
I have three names at this point. Yeah.
That's myself, yes. So, I think Councillor McCauley and Councillor Gerringer.
Yep. Mayor Gallagher, Councillor McCauley, Councillor Gerringer, with alternate Councillor Lording.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was my mistake.
Councillor Lording, would you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Would anybody else like to speak to these appointments? Would you like to close, Councillor Lording?
Close, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. I now put the motion. All those in favour? That motion is carried. Thank you. Item 6.1, Council meeting dates for 2024. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chesler.
Thank you, Mayor Gallagher. This item is really to confirm the Council meeting dates for the coming 12 months. Just to note that the intent at the moment is to continue alternating between Ye and Alexandra, and that this year we do have the general council election. And the election day is the 26th of October, with a result determined by the VEC no later than the 15th of November. But you will see in your schedule of meetings that the meeting of the 23rd of October is within the election period or caretaker period, which actually commences on the 24th of September, and the meeting to swear in and elect the mayor, the next council at this stage is tentatively scheduled for the 13th of November, but that will be confirmed once the VC has declared a result.
Thank you, Mr. Chesworth. Are there any questions? May I have a councillor move a motion? Councillor Walsh.
Yes, I move that the council adopt the timetable of scheduled meetings for the 2024 calendar as outlined in the report.
Thank you, Councillor Walsh. Anybody like to second that motion? Thank you, Councillor Hazel. Councillor Walsh, would you like to speak to that motion?
No.
Thank you, Councillor Hazel. Would you like to speak?
No, thank you.
Would anybody else like to offer an opinion? Councillor Walsh, happy to close?
Sure.
I now put the motion. All those in favour? And that motion is carried. That brings us to the end of this scheduled meeting of council. I thank everybody for your attendance and declare the meeting closed at 6:28. Thank you.